8, and earlier than regular, but very happy to see the plumbing boss, Barry Chapman, in the house. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
You've been out, funnily enough, we're running this Hollywood Bets Rhino Ride competition, and it's taking place at Manyoni Game Reserve, the Big Five Reserve that you've just been working at.
Yeah, we went out there to go do a site assessment at one of the fantastic lodges that are there. So, Manyoni Game Reserve is basically, it was established in 2004 and was a partnership between 17 individual landowners, Isimvelo and WWF. And it was the creation of the Black Rhino Expansion Project and understanding the need and necessity for open larger areas for game management and game population. Your lions, your cheetahs, wild dogs, for example, need a ginormous area to cover
and
ground.
Are all of those creatures in Manyoni?
Manyoni is a Big Five reserve.
Wow. And how close is it to where we are?
It's just outside Mkuzi, so like 15 k's out of Mkuzi, so 2.5 hours.
That's very close.
Yes.
You could go there for the day.
You could, but it's a private game reserve. So you would need to book into one of the lodges that are there. So out of all the separate landowners, the guys have got their lodges that they own, and it's all, they've basically dropped their fences to create one big reserve.
But there is accommodation available if you're up for it. And
100%.
Okay. So you've just been out to one of those to do some interesting plumbing.
Yes. So we went out to site. This specific lodge is going down the lines of becoming more energy efficient, more green, in partnership with a solar company that are upgrading their entire solar system to a three-phase solar system.
Wow.
So we got called out to come and have a look at hot water heating, see how we can eliminate resistance elements, which is the normal element that you have in a geyser. So there was also an energy efficiency engineer that went out and did a full assessment, and they've basically said heat pumps is what they want. So draw up a list of things, and then your pumps. So pumps are a massive thing.
Pumps for water.
Water pumps, yeah. Instead of having your standard pressure switch pump, which turns on with a spark and then runs at a constant, they're wanting to put in variable speed drive pumps or a soft start pump. Those particular pumps are designed to only spin as fast as you require water from them. And then they also keep your pressure at a much more stable level.
So it's not a hard on-off.
100%. So better for your piping system, better for energy consumption, and they can run very, very happily and easily off of solar systems because they don't have that big spark first. So it's a wind-up. So it's otherwise called a soft start.
So solar is becoming more ubiquitous and more, it sounds like, more user-friendly almost in terms of this kind of application. In the past, you'd have had to have, I think, a huge array of massive solar panels to get the same kind of result. Is it a smaller solar system that they've put in now?
So they originally had a single-phase solar system in place. They're now upsizing it to a three-phase. Obviously, as time goes on, the manufacturers are making things work a hell of a lot more efficiently. So yeah, you're yielding more out of what you get. It's very exciting. We on the plumbing construction side, we're seeing more and more houses being developed that are not even connecting to the grid.
Wow.
They are going fully off grid. They're not interested in even connecting to the grid.
So that then says that, well, two things. Firstly, the dependency on the national grid clearly is going to be less, which means that there will be less demand on the national grid, which means hopefully that our rather aged infrastructure will be able to cope going forward without massive load shedding. But I think more importantly, people seem to be going for self-sufficiency.
100%. There's definitely a move in that direction for self-sufficiency. I think people have got to the point where they are frustrated, exhausted with the lack of stable service delivery. For example, there's a client of mine who's building a new house on a farm, and he's got to run a cable 180 meters to get to his house from the electricity pole. And he just turned around and he said, I'm not doing it because the power supply is so unstable here. I'd rather take that money that I'm going to run into a 180 mil armored cable and put that straight into a solar system.
And it's equivalent, is it? It breaks even eventually.
You know, the cost you're going to spend $50,000 or $60,000
throwing on a cable alone,
throwing it into the cable, then you still got to trench it into the ground. So you're already putting a 1/3 contribution to your household's solar system.
Okay.
And then from a water heating perspective and cooking perspective, you're going gas. So it's gas, or you're going solar thermal with your water heating, or you're doing a heat pump, the IHP, that can run off your solar system because they use such a little bit of power.
It's interesting that we talk about these things, but there's always been a bit of a caveat, and that's with any renewable system, whether it be wind or solar or even hydroelectric for that matter. It depends on the natural resource being available. In other words, if it's a wind system, it's got to blow. If it's a solar system, the sun's got to shine. And sometimes you get those days where it just doesn't, you know, and it can be several days. In South Africa, luckily, doesn't often become weeks, but it can. What happens then?
So generally in those applications, the guys, I'm no solar expert, but this is what I've seen and witnessed. The guys will offer the opportunity to the client to oversize their system slightly with the panels to yield in as much solar as you can when it's overcast. And then the other aspect of it is a backup generator, which is utilized for a very short period of time just to charge your batteries up.
So that is the fallback position. I was going to say, because if your plumbing system depends on power and you're not getting it from whatever renewable,
that would be shocking.
Exactly. but it's all been thought of. It's actually rather exciting. The freedom to break away from the problems being encountered of late and in the recent past. Looking towards a future, if technology comes to the aid of those looking to break free, which is wonderful, then presumably the march of technology going forward is going to produce even better.
Oh no, it's getting there.
And more efficient systems, which means, I suppose, ultimately, the technology is there, but have you got the right people to install? And that's always going to be the question, because one hears horror stories of all sorts of, you know, we've been talking about plumbing installation where the guys have capped off and turned geezers into bombs.
Very, very scary.
You know, people getting really excited about the inexpensive solar system that, in fact, is a ticking nightmare because, you know, it hasn't been properly done. So, again, it comes back down to, the technology is there, but make sure that you have a really good installer that gives you backup, peace of mind. Make sure it's being done properly. Don't be seduced by the offer of I'll do it for half of the price, because there's a reason for that.
We're not the cheapest company around, but we've been around for a while. We have all the insurances, liability insurances, covers in place, staff are protected, and a stable office that you can go in and visit. And all of these things, you know, costs money to run a professional operation.
And absolutely worth paying a little bit more for the peace of mind that comes with it, 100%. and the backup and the after service. That's priceless. Yeah. My very special guest, Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing, the plumbing boss. They do geysers, they do drains. They even do solar now, by the way, just by the way, and gas. so it's all happening, and we'll be chatting again in another week's time to Barry Chapman. And if you need a good plumber, Chapman Plumbing, the way to go. You'll find them on Bolito Connect if you just care to look. They are accredited, of course, top of the list. Barry,
thank
catch
you,
up
thank
in
you.
A week's time.
Thanks, Bolito.
And the morning show continues.